Today's daf is Gittin, daf Nun. Daf Nun, and just one note, we thank everyone for all of their the past contributions for the shul. Just as an update, we Beth Hashem really hope to be in our new building Beth Hashem Rosh Hashanah time. The structure is up. We're working on the next phase. But really, if anybody wants to join us, we're still short a good number of funds. So if anybody wants to join, please feel free to go to the Nofei Hashemesh website. There's a Facebook page now. Feel free to join us and partner with us. And any other information, feel free can be found there. And we hope to be able to build the shul together. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, Mem Tes on the base. We are a couple lines up from where they get wide. Amar Abaya, we will pick up from. We are in the Sugya discussing the Takanos of the Mishnah, the beginning here of Hanizakin. And the Mishnah said that there are different levels of collection based on what type of case it is. There's the Ksuba of Isha, there's the Balchov. We didn't get to fully what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan, but the last one that we're talking about is the Chiddush of Marzutra. Marzutra, Breder of Nachman, says that when the Mishnah says, Ksubas Isha Biziburis, when a woman collects her ksuba, she collects the inferior type of sadeh, so that is only when she collects from Yisomim. But if she would collect from the husband himself, so then she would get Beinonis. That was the chiddush of Marzutra Breder of Nachman. Now we're trying to figure out whether that holds true based on all the Mishnayos and the Braises. So Amar Abaya, let's pick it up a couple lines up from the last few skinny lines. Tashma, Hanizakin, Shama Lahem Be'idis, Ubalcho Be'beinonis, Uksubazisha Biziburis. The Mishnah that we started off, Mem Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah has the different levels for each of the obligations that are mentioned. So says the Gemara, Miman, who is this referring to? The first line of the Mishnah. Ilema Miyasmi, are we talking about Yisomim? In all these cases, the Mazik died, and then his children have to pay, and the Balchov, the Isha, so my Aryaksubas Isha. I feel a call Hani Nami. If we're talking about Yisomim, then all of them should pay Ziburis. As we know the rule later on in the Mishnah, that the Yisomim always only have to pay Ziburis. Elolav, but the fact that there are all different levels given must be, we're not talking about Yisomim, Elolamine, must be talking about from him, from the person himself, from the Mazik, from the Love, and from the husband. And what do you see then? That even from the husband, you pay, she gets Ziburis. So it's a kash on Marzutra. So Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, Hach Lamaya Skinan, Kigon Shenase Arev, Linizke Beno, Lubalchov Beno, Luxubas Kalaso. We are getting into the sugya of Arev for the next couple of lines. Arev, a cosigner. What happens? The case here is not talking about the Yisomim, but we're talking about the kind of the opposite case, where the father has guaranteed any nezek done by the son, or any credit that the son owes, or the father guaranteed his son's ksuba. So in all those cases, v'haikidine, v'haikidine, right? And each one goes based on, the father goes based on what the son would have paid, or what the situation demands. Nezikin u'balchov, demechayim gavu, nezikin u'balchov, which are usually collected, mechayim, there's a mazik, there's a love, so ihunami. So if he's a stand-in for the mazik, or for the love, so then so then the person who is owed gets based on from the father what the son would have given. So if the son would have paid Idis, so the father pays Idis. The son would have collected Beninus, right? It all goes. Ksubis Isha de la Achar Misa Gavya, but Ksubis Isha is always paid in a case where the marriage is no longer, the son died here. So who is the father really taking the place of? He is an Arev really for his grandsons, for his grandchildren. And his grandchildren would pay what? This chiyuv only kicks in after the marriage is no longer, and therefore who is really the ones that generally pay in this case of almana, right, not a grusha, in the case is the yisomim, so he takes the place of the yisomim. So when he guarantees for his son, he is also taking into account not just if his son gets divorced, because then his son will pay, possibly, but even if his son dies, and then That would be Ziburis, and that's why in this case he pays Ziburis. But in Achinami, Marzutra might say, if it was a regular case where it's a wife collecting from a husband, then it could be Beninus. Could be Beninus, but it's just that the Somim would pay Ziburis. Stop there for a moment. The Meiri here has a Suffolk. As a Suffolk, he wonders, well, does this count if the, let's say by the Balchov case, right? What does it say? If the father is paying for his son the Mazik, his son the Loveh, so he pays exactly what they would pay. Does it matter if the time for collection hasn't come yet before the son died? So something, what if the time is not here to collect? So if this it was up to the son, so then and the chiyuv was there, so that's what the Mishnah says, that a Baal Chov collects Beinonis. But what happens, ask the Meiri, Mikom Akom L'divrayam Ani Mesupak. I'm not sure, Ma Yomru in Bishah Shemes HaLoveh, if at the time that the Loveh died, Lo Higiyaz Mana Piron, Shelo Nitan Ligvos Mechayim. Right, what's the language of the Gemara? Because this is Nitan Ligvos Mechayim, so then it's as if we say the father takes the place of the son Mechayim. But this was not Nitan Ligvos Mechayim, because the son died before the loan was payable. So then, what do you say? So if it's not Ligvos Mechayim, maybe you wouldn't pay Beninus. Vishema, so the Meiri looks at it on the level of lo plug. Shema, achar haklal heim donim. Omeachar shestam chov, nidan likbos mechayim, af ori magveyo kimechayim. That's what he has that, that's all he says. Part of what might be behind the Meiri suffix is, how do we look at a chov before the time that it is collectible? How do we look at a chov? We know there is a chazaka. The Gemara mentions elsewhere, there is a chazaka. Ein adam porea betoch zmano. There is a chazaka that a person doesn't pay loans before they're due. So is that purely an umdana? Yep, we don't. Or is it possible that the chov really doesn't exist before? There is a chov on the loveh, and there are shibudim also. But until it's payable, it's not a full chiv yet. And therefore, that's part of that chazakah. It's not just that a person wouldn't do it, but it's that the chov isn't there yet. We've mentioned in the past, ksuba is even one step beyond that. Ksuba, even step one isn't there. The situation of chiyuv isn't there. If I have a regular loan, I lend you money. So then there is a chiyuv that is somewhat theoretical, but it's at least on the part, there's something that exists yet. A ksuba, if the husband doesn't die first, or divorce his wife, then it never happens, right? So that's a chiyuv lachuv, even one more step removed. But that is a question about how do we look at chazaka yedan peri petoch zmano, and that could be part of what's behind this meiri suffik. If the chiyuv didn't get payable before the son died, so then it's maybe he ends up saying, I'm not going to make a difference, but he said maybe you would say that the halachas would be different because the chiyuv wasn't collected anymore. It is interesting, the Achronim discuss, how does that chazaka work? A lover kaza says, I paid up. And the malva says, no, you didn't. You didn't pay up yet. Ein adam porea, chazaka ein adam porea petoch zmano. So how does that work? Is that pure, that chazaka is strong enough to be motzi mamon? Is that really what, how we look at it? That's the pashas of the Gemara. But others aren't so clear. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovet Shiurim, suggests that no, it's not that you're motzi mamon based on this chazaka. You don't know. Maybe a person paid. Right? How strong is this chazaka? Ein adam porea petoch zmano. So he suggests that just that chazaka weakens the taina of the loveh. It weakens it, and therefore, that can v'nechshav kahuksa kafran umameh lechayiv. Nobody does this. So therefore, we don't believe you. And memela, your taina is weakened. So the memela, the regular chiyuv, still exists. It's not so much that the chazaka itself is being motzi. The chazaka just weakens the taina of, I paid already. And therefore, memela, the regular chiyuv kicks in. Or the way the Rebbe Kiva Eger says it, that the chazaka, ein adam porea, just teams up with the cheskas chiyuv that you know there already is. There is a cheskas chiyuv here. There's a suffek piraon. But the cheskas chiyuv is really the ikker here. That it's not purely based on Eidan Poreya Patok's Manos. That's a discussion in the Achronim how that works, but part of that is this question of the Meiri of what is the status of a Chiyuv before it becomes collectible. Good. So what do we say? We say Dmar Zutra. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the father was the Are for the son, and therefore, that's why you have all of these different payment schedules. But if it would be the person himself, maybe it would be Beinonis. Says the Gemara, how could you suggest in the Mishnah that we're talking about an Are for a Ksuba? But typically, we're going to learn, Bez Hashem, soon, the Are of the Ksuba, lo mishtabed. If somebody is an Are for a Ksuba, that is not Arev. Arev, we know, is a cosigner of the last daf in Baba Basra discusses based on the pasuk by Yehuda. Rashi quotes it on Bez Shem today's daf. Anochi Erevenu. That's the kazim of Arvus, where I guarantee an obligation for you. We will see, and we'll talk about this as far as Bez Shem in a minute, that for Ksuba, that you don't have that. A regular Arev for Ksuba does not exist. That's not called a commitment. So how can you say in our Mishnah, there's an Arev of Ksuba? We'll see why. That's not Mishtabed. So says the Gemara, there's two choices how to bump it up. So one choice is Bekablan. We're talking about, we might call it a super Arif. A Kablan, an Arif Kablan. What's an Arif Kablan? So the Gemara discusses it in Mesechas Baba Basra. Rov Rishonim assume that Arif Kablan means where it's a question of language. Right, of language where the person says, I am Mekabel. I am Mekabel, you can come to me first. Usually an Arif is only a backup. An Arev Kabla means you come to me first. Some say it's even where the Arev goes to the person and convinces the person to lend the money. In the first place, he's taken a more active role. A Kablan is a more serious active role. If you look in the language of the Rashba here, Rov Rishonim say it, but the Rashba I'll read it to you from, Kablan de Hacha ke Kablan de Alma, Sha'amar Lashon Kablanus, Kemosh Mefarshim Bishili Get Pashit. Omi Shemhachi Mishtabid, Dekivat Sha'amar, Sheyifrim Imenu Tchila, Gamru Mishabid Nafshe. You can come to me first. Lend the money, you can come to me. So that's a higher level Arev, that's an Arev Kablan, and that can even work by Ksuba. Aval Arev de Eino Nifrim Imenu Tchila, Lo Gamru Mishabid Nafshe. But when it comes to a regular Arev, not. If you look in Rashi here, Rashi adds an element which the other Rishonim don't focus on that you need. Rashi seems to say that there's an actual kinyan that takes place. Rashi's example in Bekablan, Rashi says, Shenasa la Kablan, that there was some type of transfer. Shetfisa bino metalton l'ksubasa. The son designated already certain metaltlin for her ksuba, vihima saratan liyado betores kablanis, and then she gives it to the father-in-law, vechzirtan lebeno, he gives it back. There's some type of movement of metaltlin here, according to Rashi. Rov Rishonim don't say that you need that, right? But Rashi seems to say that there is a kinyan going on here. So now let's get to the crux of the issue. By Arev, and we're going to talk more about this, but I'll show you in a couple of minutes. By Arev, whenever I'm a cosigner, there are two major humps to get over. There are two chisronos. Usually, when there's an obligation, it's because I got something. You gave me something, and therefore I'm obligated to you. You worked for me, so now I'm obligated to you to pay you. You gave me an item, so I'm obligated. Usually, that's how it works. And Arev didn't get anything. And Arev is a third party. He's coming in the middle. How does that obligation come in? How are we able to be mechayev? How is the person able to be mechayev? He's not coming and saying, I owe. Right? That's hodas baldin. Kimei edab dami. That works. Hodas baldin. But, asher yomar ki yuzeh. Modim amiksas. But when it comes to Arev, he's not saying, I owe. He's saying, I will owe. I'm ready to stand in for someone else. So how does that work? So chisar number one is that there's no maisakinyan here. He didn't get anything. There's nothing tangible. And number two is the lack of gemiras das. Lack of gemiras das. Who says that he's serious? Right? Even if you somehow could figure out a way to do a maisakinyan, who says that he's serious? The lack of gemiras das is somewhat like an asmachta. Asmachta. I commit to something in the future that I don't think really is going to happen. So Arev's kind of like that. Arev seems to have that problem too. So to make an Arev work, to allow an Arev to work, there has to be some way to solve these problems. To solve the problem of smichas das, to solve the problem of kinyan. You have these two kind of problems in other sugyas also. Be machna davar shelo bo la'olam. Right, that also, you might have a problem of the kinyan and the problem of the gemiras das, or the seriousness, and there are ways to get out of that. That could be what Rashi and the other Rishonim are arguing about here. Rashi is focusing on the kinyan element. That's the root problem of Arvus, right? When you have this transfer of metaltelin to then, that solves the problem. The other Rishonim might say it's a problem of the mindset, of the gemiras das. So right when a person says, the language, come to me, I'm Mekabel, so that shows a seriousness, and therefore That would be something that solves the problem. The Magid Mishnah in Malveh Veloveh discusses this. You know what? We're going to wait to read the Magid Mishnah, but he's the one that summarizes, if you want one source, relating to these two problems, Parachathei Alachavav, which we'll read in a second, because I want to wait to read the Rambam after we do the Gemara. But now let's get back to the Gemara for a minute. Says the Gemara now on the bottom. Ha nicha, three lines from the bottom. Ha nicha lamanda amar. You could give this answer. We're again trying to defend how Marzutra reads the Mishnah. And we said he reads the Mishnah. We're talking about the father is an Arev. Now the father is an Arev Kablon for the son. So ha nicha lamanda amar Kablon. Afal gavda lesle nichse lelove mishtabit shapir. According to the opinion in Baba Basra, that a Kablon, even if the Lova has no nechasim, he's mishabit himself, because that's exactly what he's saying. Come to me first, don't worry about the Lova, then shapir, fine. Then you could say, that's what a Mishnah is talking about, that type of arev. Elalamanda amar e isle mishtabit, e lesle lo mishtabit. But if you say, even a Kablon only is mishabit if the Lova has property, because he's going, he's saying, come to me, but he's also might be assuming that maybe he'll only be a backup if needed. So then that shita doesn't really show that the Kabbalah is very serious. So Michael Omeymar, then we'll back to the question, how does it work by Ksuba, where there's an extra problem, as we will as we'll talk about soon. So Gemara says, two answers. Maybe the case of the Mishnah is where the son had properties, but they got ruined. Ishtadif, it got ruined. Rashi Ishtadif Hashta, it got ruined, it got windswept since the Chiyav kicked in. Vibayasema, or maybe this case is different because he's an RA for his son. Vibayasema, kolagabe brei, shibude mishabin nafshe. He'll go a little bit higher for his son. And even if he's not so serious for other people, for his son, he'll stand up and make sure that he is taken care of and secure, and therefore that's why it would work here. So now the Gemara says, Itmar, Arev de Ksuba, Divrei Akol lo Mishtabed. When it comes to a Ksuba, a regular Arev does not work. Why? Let's talk about why. Because usually, why does an Arev say, I'm going to stand up for you? Because you're getting something, someone else is losing based on my friend getting something. But here, the woman is not losing anything, right? The husband guarantees so that he's going to pay. But that's not a lack. What's an Arev? Usually, Reuven, give to Shimon. Reuven, I know you're really putting yourself out. So if anything happens, I'm going to pay you. But here, the woman is not giving anything that she's losing, that I'm going to step in and say, you know, she's getting married. So that's why it's a weaker form of obligation. If you look in Rashi, on the bottom, Divrei Kol Mishtabed, Chada da Arev Ba'almo. Number one, Stamen Arev is weaker than an Arev Kablon. He's not coming and taking front and center stage. The Ode, Lav Midi Chasra, Shlo Hotzia Klumi Shela. Remember, she's not losing anything. Part of why an Arev does what he does is because if you're going out, if you're losing something, I'm going to cover your losses. But here, she's not losing anything. She's just getting married. She's being makna herself. But she's not losing anything. That's why the Ksuba case is a harder case to have Arvas, right? Like we said before, the second problem of Gemira's Das is more serious near. How can we say? He doesn't really have Gemira's Das because the person's not really losing anything. So when it comes to a regular Arev by a Ksuba, that doesn't work. Kablon de Balchov, Divrei Kol Mishtabed. The opposite, the strong type of Arev, a Kablon of a Balchov, where the person is losing something, that for sure works, because Rashi says, you have both issues. Number one, you have Kablon, which is the more serious language, and number two, the person's not losing anything. Right? Lo chasrei, chasrei mamone. The person is, the malv is giving. So, but what about the middle cases? If you have Arev, the weaker one, de Balchov, the Kablon de Ksuba pligi. That's the machlokas, where you have the weaker form of Arev or the weaker context of where we want to apply it. Ikalamanda Amar. Some opinions say, Avagav de Lesle Nichse la Love Mishtabid. Even if the Love does not have, it's going to work. Vikalamanda Amar, Yisle Mishtabid, Yisle Lo Mishtabid. As we said earlier, the two different deos. Vihilchasa, what do we hold? Bikulhu. Afagav de Lesle Mishtabid. We hold they all work except for the weakest case. Barme Arev Diksuba. Diavagav de Isle lo Mishtabid. Even if there is an Arev for a Ksuba, it's not going to work, even if he has property. Lo Mishtabid, my taima, why? Mitzvah Hudavad Velo Midi Chasra. right? He is going in to try to get this woman married, but you cannot assume that he's really serious about his obligation. You might say it smacks of asmachta, and therefore it is he's not ready to commit, and that's why it's not going to work. Period. So now if you look at that Rambam, the Rambam in two places, just in case we didn't believe him in one place, both in Hilchos Ishus and in Hilchos Malveh Velovah, writes, this is true. An Arivik Suba doesn't work even if they made a Kinyan Chalipin. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Even if a Kinyan was made, then the Rambam says, Ha'arev l'isha b'ksubasa, afa b'shakano miyado, enochayav l'shalem. An amazing chiddush. Usually we say chalipin. We've discussed this often. Kinyan chalipin is all about gemiras das. It's a kinyan shel das. It's a concretization of that das. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira and Parakei discusses how many times we do chalipin even though we don't need it. It just shows seriousness. The Rambam thinks that's not good enough. That's not good enough in this case. Eino chayav l'shalim. Shemitzvah asa v'hari lo chasra klum. Quotes our Gemara. And that's in Hilchos Ishus and Amal v'Velova as well. The Rambam says, Arev shel ksuba, af al pi shekano miyado, pater milashalim, shari mitzvah asav al chasra mamon. The Rambam does say, if it was a father, so then it would work. V'im haya ha'av, Arev l'ksuba es b'no, v'kano miyado, chayiv. A father where Eilar would work, and also Kablan works, as the Gemara says. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in both places says, I think he's wrong. Amar Avraham, Masha Amar Avraham, shekano miyado, eino chayiv l'shalim, lav klumu. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. That can even work. Or in Hilchos Malveh, it's a shibush. The Ramak, Rav Moshe Cohen, right there on the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, says, you know where the Rambam gets it from? I agree in Svara. The Ravid sounds like he's right. But you know where he gets it from? Our Gemara. After all, why did our Gemara, when the Gemara is answering for Marzutra, have to say, oh, the Mishnah's about Kablon. Just say it's about Arev Kanamiyado. Just say there was a Kenyan done. You have to switch cases. There was a Kenyan done. The Mishnah, the Gemara did not suggest that. Why? It must be, it won't work anyway. Says the Ramak, V'zeh Pasha de Milsa, Siyu al Rabbeinu Moshe. I think the Pashas of our Gemara is like the Rambam, but I don't understand it. Kala Gaonim Kasvu, De Arev Deksuba V'kanu Mode de Mishtabit, De Ein La'achar Kenyan Klum. You do a Kenyan, that's it. So the Rambam Svara is difficult, but where he gets it from is our Gemara. And the Magen Mishnah now there in Hilchos Malveh Velova says, Masha Amar Rabbeinu, Avich Kano Miyado, Lo Niskar B'Gemara, V'ani Omer, Sha'asmachtahi, Afilu B'Kinyin. Wow. So even if he does the Rambam's Chiddush, is that in the case of Arev, where I didn't get anything, and he didn't lose anything, right? The woman did not lose anything, so you cannot assume he's serious. It's a problem of asmachta. Dino bakan b'kamechuvar. Shari arev asmachta hi. Elo demishum de islei hana to come ehemni le gomer mishaben afshe. Usually it works. You know what? You believe me. I stand up for you. You gave money. I'll smach that I'm going to pay back. That makes me feel good. So I get something. So I'm mishtabin myself. But yeah, the woman didn't give anything. Umishum hachi b'ksuba d'lav midi mechasrei mi behemnuse lo gomer mishaben afshe. V'avale asmachta v'yafilu b'kinyan. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid obviously argues. The Ravid assumes that once there's a kinyan done, so then that overpowers any asmachta problems, and therefore it would work. Okay, let's continue now. That takes us through the issues of Arvus. Again, the main sugyas are the Yedav Abbasra, but we had a little foray into the sugyas of Arvus. We continue now. Amar Avina Tashvak, getting back to the original Shita, where we started today, that was Marzutra. Remember, Marzutra said that when the Mishnah says, Yisomim, pay the ksuba, so they have to pay the ksuba to the woman from Ziburis. But if the woman will collect from the man himself, then Beinonis would be okay. Says the Ravina, I think we have a problem. Tashma me ikra de takantin. Look at the ikra takana. Remember what we said yesterday in the middle of the Yamud. Yosemi masho ishro tzalisa, isharo tzalina say. And that's what we said, Ziburis is okay. When do you need that svara? If we're talking about that svara would apply for collecting from Yisomim, you don't need that from Yisomim. The basic din of a balchov collecting from Yisomim is Ziburis. Here we're talking about Ksuba. You wouldn't have to come up with a separate svara if you're collecting from Yisomim. because that's the regular din. So therefore, this svara must be in a different case, meaning mine didei. Even if you would just collect from him, you would also do ziburis because of this svara. And that's why, tiyufta de marzutra, tiyufta. So we knock out marzutra, and really, you collect from ziburis, even if you're collecting from the husband himself. Period. Amar Marzutra, Bereder of Nachman, Mishmeder of Nachman. Next statement of Marzutra, once we spoke about one statement of his, but this one is in the name of his father, Rav Nachman. Shtar Chov HaYotze Al HaYesomim. Afalpi, the Mishnah says, if you have a Shtar Chov on Yesomim, you can only collect from Ziburis. But what about this case? Afalpi Shekasev Bo Shvach, Enogoa Elamene Ziburis. What if it says explicitly there's a T'nai in the Shtar? Shvach here means Idis. The father made a tnai, you could collect from Idis. Does that overpower? Says Marzutra, no. Even if there's a tnai, you can only collect from Ziburis. Amar Abaye Teit, and Abaye says, I'll even prove to you that Rav Nachman's right. De Balchov, Dina Bebeninis, Umiyasmi Beziburis. A regular Balchov, the Ikra Din, he gets Beninis, and from Yisomim, if he dies, he gets Ziburis. So to here, even though there's a tnai, a tnai is just like, once it goes to Yisomim, it goes to Yisomim. Doesn't matter. So nothing changes right when the person dies. So Amalei Rava, Rava argues. Rava is about to say, you cannot compare the case of tnai to the case of the Din Takana Drabanan. A tnai is going to work, says Rava. Amalei Rava, Hachi Asha, wait a minute. Balchov, a regular Balchov, gets knocked down one. Why? Let me explain, says Rava. Balchov, dine mi da'araisa biziburis. A Balchov on a da'araisa level gets ziburis. Kid de ula, like ula says based on the pasuk. De amar ula, dvar Torah Balchov biziburis. On a Torah level, a Balchov, a creditor, gets paid back only the most inferior land. Shenema, remember, in all these cases, you're getting paid back the same amount of land. Amount in terms of quantity, altogether money-wise value. The question is, which level do you get paid in? Which currency? Do you get paid in superior land currency or less? So, according to Torah law, the Balchov gets paid back in the Ziburis. Sheneemar, Bachutz, Ta'amod. You have to stand outside if you're a creditor. V'ha'is, Asheratan Shebo, Yotzielech, Zavut, Achutza. Right, he brings out the Mashkon. That's the context. V'gomer, Madarko, Shalish. What we say, he's not only talking about giving a Mashkon, but paying back a loan. Madarko shalish lahotzi. What does a person bring out if he wants to pay? Pachos shebekelim. He brings out. Doesn't bring out the best stuff. He brings out whatever he doesn't want. Right? And that's the source that on a daraisa level, one would pay a ziburis. Umatam amru balchov beninis. So why did we bump it up and say a balchov gets paid back beninis? Kedesh lo tino delas bifnei lavin. Because people wouldn't lend money then. So it's the counter pressure of, yes, we feel bad for the borrower, but we want people to lend money. So that's why we bumped it up to collect beninis. Vegabe yasmi, but when it comes to yisomim, ukmuha rabbanan adaraisa. The rabbanan said, you know, leave it on the din daraisa, and therefore, if a person dies, so then his children only have to pay back ziburis, because that's the din daraisa. Says Rava, that's that case. Aval hacha, but here, when a person makes a tnai, kivan didine mi daraisa beidis, the ikra din is beidis. So, afilo miyasmi nami beidis. See, even from yisomim, the Ikra Din is Idis here. The Ikra Din is in Ziburis, like in a regular case of Balchov. So Rava says, a Tanai should work. That's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava, whether a Tanai for Idis would work. Rashi here has an interesting lashon. If you would have just read the Gemara, but here, it's a Din Daraisa. What's a Din Daraisa? You would have said Tanai. First, you can make a Tanai. That's B'nei Goda, B'nei Ruvain. And therefore, that's recognized on a Daraisa level. For some reason, Rashi here doesn't say that. Rashi says, Arvus. Rashi says on this Shari Shibdalo, Venasa Karkazu Ariv Lamalve, the Ariv Mishtavi Minatora, Dechsiv Anochi Erevenu. Quotes Arvas, the Achronim say, Rashi is saying to us, there's a concept that you can make an Ariv on property. Not just an Ariv yourself, but you can make an Ariv on property, which sounds like an apotiki type of idea, that you designated something. We discussed this, Beth Hashem, in the past. But that's what Rashi seems to say. It's Arvus here. It's Arvus on the Chasim. That's what Rashi seems to say, which the Achronim discuss. But either way, so it's a machlokas between Marzutra and Rava. So we'll talk more about that in Lumbdis in a few minutes, but now let's just read a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Ula Rava. According to Rava, what about the following? Vahatani Avram Choza, Ein Nifra'im Minichse Yisomim Ela Minazi Buris, V'yafilu Ein Nezikin. The Brisa says you don't get paid from Yisomim, except from Ziburis, even if it is, even in the case of Nezikin. So what does that mean? V'hanezikin Tidem Midaraisa Be'idis. So if you're comparing it to what's Me'ikir Adin, by Nezikin, Me'ikir Adin is Idis. So you see here, even where Me'ikir Adin is Idis, you go down to Ziburis. So it's not in your case, Rava. Right? The Ikir Adin is Idis because of the Tanai, but you should be able to go down to Ziburis. The Gemara says, no. That Brisa is talking about a specific case. Hachamai Eskinan is talking about the case that we had yesterday. Kagon Shaisa, Idis de Nizik, Kiziburis de Mazik. The case that is discussed, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Shmuel, the Brisa is reflecting Rabbi Shmuel Shita, who says, Me'ikir Adin, to Amar Midaraisa be de Nizik Shaiminan. The Idis of the Nizik, but that's compared to the Ziburis of the Mazik. That's the Chiddush of the Brisa. Omim Beitikana Olam, Takina Rabbana B'Damazik, and we bumped it up to the Mazik. And what's the Brisa telling me? V'gabi Yasmi Yukmur Rabbana Daraisa. You can go back down to the Din Daraisa, which is Ziburis of the Mazik. Ziburis of the Mazik. But that's still Idis of the Nizik. That's still going like the Daraisa. So Rabbi would say, and so too in my case of tonight, it goes by the Daraisa. Two points. One fascinating to come into the daf for today, for this point, Ayenu. Now, I've been looking for this for years and years. People who make ha'aras on this. Not too many people talk about it. Maritz Chayes, right here. Maritz Chayes, first of all, says, you have somebody named Avram. What about Avraham? Doesn't it say in Brachas, you're not allowed to call Avram Avraham? Are you allowed to name somebody Avram Bismanazeh? So Maritz Chayes says, I would think not. He says, maybe it only applies to Avraham. But over Basay, do we know anybody named Avram and not Avraham? Says the Maris Chayes, this is why I found some achronim that says, you have to change the Gersa to Avimi instead of Avram. And they don't explain why, but I know why. Because it can't be Avram. It has to be Avraham. That's the first part of what he says. He says, Denir Ali, this is the Maris Chayes right here. He says, just find it. He says, Re'iti b'seder hadoros, ilule de mistafina amina de zarch lomer abimi choza. And he says, what we just said, that you can't be Avram, unless you say that it doesn't apply to other people. It just applies to Avraham. What about on a get? Right, it talks about that. But then he says, once we're talking about names, let me mention an idea. Avalano Motsian L'Shem Avoseinu, people either name after other people or named after events. And then he says, Lo Motsinu Bizman Tanoim V'Amoroim Shehayu Nikroim Al-Shem Avoseinu. You don't find people called, Tanoim and Amoroim, called by certain names. So I don't know why he doesn't quote Avraham and Moshe. Doesn't quote those, maybe because there is one Avraham and one Moshe, right, in Menachah somewhere. But he quotes, Aaron, God, Asher, David, Shlomo. So he says, why not? So he says, he doesn't give a fundamental answer. He says, it must just be they didn't use those names because their fathers weren't named that and it was a cycle. Okay. Below Safek, Dirak Mikre Kara. I find that hard to believe. It was Derek Mikra that there was no major these names. Oh, maybe, again, but that's the other Mefarshim that I've seen point this out, say there must be a reason, but we don't know why. Right, they didn't, right afterwards, they were Gaonim named Moshe already, right? But half the Rishonim were named Moshe, right? The Ramban, and others. Oh, Shalohaya Lechazal, Lesaper, Be'anshe, Zman, Amashar, Hayishmam, Cain. Or there were people named Moshe and Aaron and God and David at that time. They just weren't Tanoim. They didn't say anything that deserved to be written in the Gemara. Kemosha Matzinu, like we find in Kiddushin, Zvulin ben Dun. Hine lo Matzinu b'shum makom shiya ish b'zman ha-Tanoim v'amoram sheshmo Zvulin o Dun. Rak b'makom zeh. U'b'chol zos muchach mikad mikol makom ha-yinikroim gam b'zman ha-b'shem zeh. V'tzei ulamad gam al-shar shemos shalom nizkru b'vishnu b'talmud eno b'kavana. Al-pi mikra. Okay, that's the suggestion. But it's still amazing to suggest that it's just coincidence that some of the major names were never used. Okay, that's that's a ha'ara. The ha'ara is just happy he makes the ha'ara, the Maritz Chayes. But the other point to make on this Gemara is Lamdas. So what's the machlokas between Rava and Rav Nachman? Why would you say a Tanai works? And why wouldn't you say a Tanai works? You know what, let's just finish, and then we'll talk about that Lamdas. Says the Gemara one more try. V'eini, Another kasha on Rava. Is this really true that a Tanai would work? Vatani, Rabbi Eliezer, Nisosa, Nivsa, Einiframi, Nifsi, Yisomim, Elamin, Aziburis, Viafilu, Heinidis. What does that mean? You only collect from Ziburis, even if it is Idis. My Afilu Hein Idis. What does that mean? Lav, doesn't it mean Afal Dav Dechsiv Idis Pishtara? Doesn't it mean that? Afilu Hein Idis, even if it is Idis, was written in the Shtar. Isn't this what the Brisa means? The verse is lo. No, is that what it means? My Idis. What does Idis mean here? Shifa'e Idis. What is Shifa'e Idis? Idis was written in the Shtar, but then it got ruined. There is no Idis. It got ruined somehow. Rashi says the word shafai means jumped away. See, in the middle of that Rashi, my idis. Kafsa milafanav, shein yachol ligvos himena. You can't collect from it. Kagon. Shenatlu masikin. Right, bandits took it. O nishtafa, it was flood, or it was wind swept. O shatfa nahar, or it was flooded. To batalei tznai. The tznai is that you should get idis, and there is no idis left, because it got ruined. So now what? Now, what do you go down to? Do you go all the way down, or do you just go a little bit down? Kid de Rava, de Amar Rava. And even Rava agrees to this. His exiburis, go from an idis. Usually if you're mazik ziburis, but you can still collect from idis by a regular mazik. Shvay idis, go from an avenonis. But if it's shvay idis, if it got ruined, then you go down one level by a regular mazik, by a regular balchov. Vagabe yasmi, yukmui rabbanon adaraisa. But by yisomim, you put it back to the daraisa, which is once the tnai is ruined, right, and therefore there's no more idis, then what's the other din that the Torah is ziburis, right, and that's why that's a case that Rava would agree to. So, but again, but fundamentally, he still says if there was a tnai and there was a tnai of idis, and then it's idis. So, what's this machlokas about? Why should a tnai work? The Rabbanan said that a Baal Chov only gets paid back with ziburis. If you make a tnai, Marzutra said it works or it doesn't work. Is this about could you make a tnai al masha Rabbanan? Right, like we said, it had earlier in the fourth parak, whether there's teeth, right, makoch bezin yafeh, doesn't sound that way. This is a difference. It's a tnai. You can make a tnai. Anybody could commit to any tnai, but dini mamonis. So if you look at Tosfos holds, the Dibur Maskel Kivan, maybe the root of the machlokas is a shas topic, shibuda daraisa, shibuda darabanan. Whether we look at the shibudim and my properties, are they lean to you? Are they all connected to you on a daraisa level? So then that would be the shita of Rava, or Shibuda Durabanan, Marzutra Nabaya hold that Shibuda is Durabanan, is not Daraisa, and therefore the Rabbanan have more flexibility in creating what Shibudim are intact. Or the Rashba says, even if you say Shibuda is Lav Daraisa, but the question is, what if you were Meshavi something Beferish? Is that Daraisa? Here you explicitly said it in a Tanai. Number two, but an exciting approach is from the Granat, Reb Naftali Trupp, Rosh Hashiva in the Yeshiva of the Chavetz Chaim. He says, Nira Lomar, Shenech Laku, Bishtarchov Shakasa Boshvach, Haim, when if I write a Tanai, let's say I write a Tanai that I'm going to pay Idis, what conceptually happened? Is only the Ziburis property Meshubit to you, but I, as a Gavra, have obligated myself to make sure you get Idis? Or by that tnai, am I being mishabe my idis property? It's a difference. Is the shibud on the karka idis, or the shibud, I cannot change the shibud. The shibud's on the ziburis property. But I personally have obligated myself, a chovas gavra, to pay you from idis. That's the machlokas. Right? Obviously, if it's on the property, then it's on the property. It passes down to the children. If it's only on the gavra, so on the gavra, that might be personal. Right, because the only the shibudim passed down, and that's only ziburis. Ha'im chal koach hashibud shebishtar al ha'idis v'ainu shekashem shemachmas hashtar nishtabdu l'mal v'kol nichzi alove v'gam karka osav kemochei nishtabdu l'ata karka ha'idis shel alove. Do you say once I make the tznai, so the karka of the idis is meshubed? V'nimse shekasher yigvena b'chovo harayu motzi es hakarka meshubed eslo. Do you say that? Oh, Dilma or no? Beautiful. Shemachmas ha-halva'a nishtabde l'mal ve'raka benonis. Ukevi din ha-guvayna shalom idivrei sofrim. Really, only benonis is meshubed. That's the din that the Chachamim said. The tzai doesn't change the actual shibud. V'rak sha-halove shibud es gufo lahagvos l'mal ve'sachovo mi'akarko idis. So it's my personal obligation, but not based, not changing anything with the karka. And afkamina could be yisomim. That could be a nafkamina. whether it is passed down or not. That's in Kufchaf in the Granat. He has another suggestion, but we'll leave that one for now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Ein ifra minech liyasom im elam anaziburis. So you only get it back from ziburis. That's the general din. So says the Gemara. Bari rabach tavoi bar ami yisomim sha'amru ktanim or afilu gdolim. Is this only minors or even gdolim? Right. When does this principle apply? What if there are 20-year-olds that are yisomim? Do they also only have to pay ziburis? Takanta hi da'aved rabbanan gaba yasmi. Do we say it's a takana for orphans? L'ktanim aved rabbanan, l'gdolim lo aved rabbanan. And only the minors need the takana to help them out. O dilma or no? Mishum de lo masig adaita de malve de mislove. What's the whole reason that we bump up a balchov from ziburis to benonis? Shalotin ol dalas bifnei lavin. So maybe we could say that only applies when the person is getting paid back from the Lova. The Malva doesn't think the Lova is going to die. And therefore, to not change the Dinda Oraisa in the case of Yisomim, that's not going to be a problem. That won't prevent Ni'ilas Delas. So maybe the Rabbanan didn't change it when it came to Yisomim. Again, O Dilma Mishum de Lomasek Adai to the Malva. The Malva doesn't think about the Miss Lova. The Lova is going to die. V'nafli nichse kamayasmi. And the Nechasim are going to go to the Yisomim. To Havile Nol Delas. That it would be Ne'ilas Delas and we would have to make a Takana to bump it up. He doesn't think about this case. And therefore, Hilka Chavilu Gdolam Nami. So Yisomim are totally out. They were never, the Takana was never made. And therefore, even for Gdolim, he would get paid back only from Ziburis. So Tashma, Tatania Baya Kishisha, Yisomim Shamar Gdolim, Ezar Chlamar Ktanim. The Brisa, the Farish, that it's even by Gdolim. Says the Gemara not so fast. Maybe that Brisa is about a limited case. Vidilma, Hani Milu, Linyan Shvua. Maybe that Brisa is only talking about a different halacha. We know from the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubis that if you want to get paid back from Yisomim, you have to take a Shvua that you didn't get yet. Habali Par Menechzi Yisomim. So maybe regarding a Shvua, Gedolim and Ktanim are the same. De Gadol Bemili Diavua Kekatan Dami. Because a Gadol doesn't know what his father did or doesn't know all of his financial matters. So he's considered a Katan. So that's why regarding a Shvua, you have to make a Shvua even collecting from a Gadol. Because everybody's considered a Katan. Avalini Ziburis Lo. But regarding Ziburis, maybe we would not say that they are the same. Rashi and Tosfos here discuss. Rashi says, what's the idea of Shvua is, Rashi quotes the halachic concept, first wide line, Ta'aninon bishvil yasmi. We are towain on behalf of the Yisomim. Ta'aninon bishvil yasmi. That's what Rashi says here. The Rishonim discuss, Tosfos and Shvuas mention this. Do we ever towain for Yisomim something that even the father wouldn't have been able to be towain? Are the Yisomim even stronger than the father? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Right, and the Nekudas Machlokas is, how much is Beis Din just standing in for the father? Well, if the father would be here, he would claim this, so we're doing it for the Yisomim too. Or is it a separate Takana? A Takana Darbanan to help out Yisomim. So even stronger than what the father could have done, right, we would claim. Right, so there are nafkaminas in terms of what would the father not been able to claim, but that's the question in the Rishonim. So the Gemara says maybe there's no raya from there, but v'hilcha sabota we paskin yisomim sha'amru gdolam etzorach lamar ktanim bein l'shvua bein l'ziburis. Right, there's no difference both by shvua and ziburis. We would say that gdolam are the same as ktanim. Period. Next line of the Mishnah. If there's ever B'nai Chorin property that the Lova still has, do you have to go there? You have to go there. You can't go to the Mishubadim. Boy Ravach Tavoy Bar Ami. That's even, by the way, even if better properties were sold. What if the Balchov, the Lova, only has Ziburis left? So you have to collect that. So says the Gemara, as the Mishnah said. So what about Boy Ravach Tavoy Bar Ami B'matana Heich? Yes, it's true that if I sold property and I only have Ziburis left, so then you have to come to my Ziburis, it's tough luck on you. But what about in the case of Matana? I gave it to somebody. I gave the land to somebody. Rashi says I gave Beninus to somebody, and now I only have Ziburis left. Also there, the creditor has to take Ziburis, or maybe there he could go take the Beninus from the Makabo Matana. Because after all, the Makabo Matana didn't lose anything. Takanta Udav Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say that you have to collect only Bnei Chorin if there's anything left? Mishum Seder Delakuchos, because we don't want the buyers to lose. They paid for it, and they're going to lose, because the only reason they took it is because they knew there was left, there was property left. Avo Matana, the Lekab Seder Delakuchos Lo, but in the case where I gave a gift, so they're not losing anything, they're just losing the extra that they got. So maybe they're low. Maybe you wouldn't say this. Maybe there, the creditor would be able to go and take it from them. Oh, Dilma no, or maybe Matana Nami, even by a gift. Ilav de Isle Hano Amine, lo Yavle Matana. If the giver of the gift would never have gotten anything from the one he's giving the gift to, he wouldn't have given it. So he must have, the Makaba must have given something in the past. Vilga, Kipse de Lukuchos Dami. So then we say it's like Kipse de Lukuchos, and therefore we would say it is no good. That's the question. The Pnei Yeshua here notes that if it was both Beinonis, then for sure you'd have to collect from the Bnei Chorin. Right? The only Shaila is if the Makabel has Beinonis and the Lova has Ziburis. If it's both Beinonis, for sure you would have to take the Bnei Chorin. Just like, says the Pnei Yeshua, if the Lova himself has two Beinonios, he would be able to tell you which one he's going to give you. You can't choose, I want this Beinonis, not that Beinonis. It's the Lova's choice. So to here, you go by you go by what's really more his. So says the Gemara, Amalei Markashisha Breid Rav Chisa L'Ravashi Tashma. Let's try to prove it. Says the Braisa Shchiv Meirasha Amar. If a Shchiv Meirasha, someone on his deathbed says, Tnu Matayim Zuz Laploni, Vigimo Mos Laploni, Vidalad Meos Laploni, give 100 to so and so, and 300 to so and so, and 400 to so and so. Ein Omrim Kol Hakodim B'Shtar Zah. And this was all written in a shtar. We don't say Kol Hakodim B'Shtar Zah. We don't say the person written earlier in the shtar is Zochet everything, and then whatever's left is the next person. Whatever's left, we don't say that. As the Gemara is going to say, because he doesn't say in the shtar, acharecha. He doesn't say the specifically order. It's just that he can't write everything together. He has to write one thing before another, but we assume it's a package deal. Lefichach, yata lav shtar chov. So that is why, let's say after all this was given out, let's say there's a creditor that comes and collects from this guy's property. He collects, and then you know what? Gova mikulan. Everybody has to bear the brunt of the loss. Rashi explains, after he collects, you have to like put it all back in the pot and then resplit it. Right? You don't just say that the last guy loses. Aval, im amar, tnuma time zuz laploni, viacharov laploni, viacharov laploni. But if you use the word viacharov, so then omrim kolakodim bishtar zacha. So then it specifically goes in order, lefichav. Therefore, if after everything was given out, yotza lav shtar chov, then govim in acharon. He first goes to the latter one. Ein lo, if he doesn't have enough, govim mishelefan. If he goes back to the previous one, ein lo, govim mishelefnei funav. So that's the brisup. So now we're medayik. So you always go to the latter one. V'yafagav dekama beinonis ubasra ziburis. Even if the earlier one's got beinonis, and the only thing the last one has is ziburis, mi ziburis gavi, mi beinonis lo gavi. You only collect ziburis. Shma mina, and what do you see from here then? V'matana nami, avrabana takanta. It must be that even by matana, you cannot go to the mishubadim. Right? Because this is a case where he says, tenu, it's a case of a gift. And you have to go to the one that was last ben chorin. So to speak. So to hear. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe our case is not talking about Matana. It's talking about Balchov too, says the Gemara. V'hatznu kamar. It says give. Tnu. Tnu b'chovi. It means give in what I owe him. So says, and that's why there's no riot to our case. Tosis points out here, in deeper maskul rava, hacha, right, this related to another major topic elsewhere. Balchov me'uchar shekadem v'gava. Mashagava lo gava. If there is a later creditor that collects before an earlier creditor, then you don't say that he was tafas and he keeps it. You see from here that you're going to have to go back, you have to go in the opposite order, and you have to go in the opposite order. He would have to give it up. That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Velechzi shtara deman kadim. Why don't you just see who's earlier? If it's a chov, why don't you see who's owed the money earlier? Like a shtara. No, there are no shtaras. You can't see which date is earlier. But it says whoever shtar is earlier. Bishtar pakadata. No, that's the shtar that he's giving now, not the shtar from earlier. So that's why it has to work here. Two other answers how to solve the problem that is no rivi. Even if you want to say matana, even by matana, you could collect from the earlier ones. Vilokasha, my govimina achron, a nifsad ela achron. Maybe Govim Achron means that the Achron is going to lose ultimately. Meaning maybe You could collect the Beinonis from the middle guy, but then he's going to go back to the Achron to collect from the Achron the other Ziburis. So when it says ain gove mina Achron, it means the middle guy could go to the Achron and collect. So it could be a raya lakan lakan. V'ibayisema or the shavakulu ladadi. Maybe our case is where they're all Ziburis or they're all Beinonis, and therefore there is no distinction between them. So that's why, again, there is no raya in our case. Okay, we'll have to maybe just to introduce Emos Ila Achilas Peiros. Remember the case of the Mishnah that this was about. If a ganav sells land and then the original owner comes to take the land away from the person who bought it from the ganav, that person who bought it from the ganav now goes back to the ganav and says, pay me back for my loss. So the Mishnah says that though that money that he's getting for his produce that was produced in the land that he bought from the ganav could be collected from Bnei Chorin, what the ganav has, not what he has sold in the interim of Bnei Tikkun HaOlam. And we're going to talk about my taima. The Gemara is going to have two reasons why it is that you have that limitation. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, if everybody wants to contribute, feel free to go to the websites and join us. Minor contributions, major contributions, feel free to join us to create a home for the daf. Okay, we'll stop here.